as I spoke with our prayer chairman this morning and our elder as we prayed, and even before that time, I just felt that we need to address what happened in the Supreme Court this last week. I have to tell you, on Friday, when I got on my computer and saw that the Supreme Court had ruled to legitimize homosexual, and I don't even want to say marriage, but that's what they said, my heart was really saddened. It kind of went down like into the pit of my stomach, and I felt like there had been a death. I really did. I felt like mourning. And then I guess some other feelings came up, like anger, and I think righteous anger, that there would be people on the Supreme Court that would shake their fist in the face of God and defy God and say, we are going to redefine your institution of marriage. And that brought some anger. And then as I went through the day and as I talked to some other Christians, several said that they were just so depressed. Things are changing. Things are changing. And as we met today, and I want to do this, Sister Linda, when we met for prayer this morning, she read Psalm 46. I want to read Psalm 46 to us today, and then I want to make some comments. God is our refuge and our strength, very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has wrought desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. What's our response? There's a lot of things that have changed. And folks, there's going to be a lot of changes coming about in our society. But there's some things that have not changed. And that's what I want to encourage us here today. First of all, God is still on the throne. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 20 says, the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent. Amen. God is still in control. God is sovereign. He knew what was going to happen. He was sovereign on the throne on Thursday, and Friday, after the decision, he's still on the throne. He's got a plan. He's working the plan. And sometimes a lot of times I don't understand. But I know he's got a plan. I thought of Habakkuk because Habakkuk looked out into his society and he said, look at all the violence, God. Why are you allowing all this to happen? Why do the sinners sin and they seem to get ahead? What's going on? Why aren't you working, God? And God said, Habakkuk, I'm doing something in your day. If I told you, you wouldn't believe me. And then the Lord gave him a little insight, and, you know, he struggled with it. But then he said, Habakkuk, I'm going to give you a vision. Let me tell you, the just shall live by faith. Amen. The just shall live by faith. I'm in control. I'm on the throne. So that hasn't changed, folks. Second thing that hasn't changed, our mission. The mission of the Christian has not changed. It was the same last Thursday. It was the same Friday. It's the same today. We are to live our lives to the glory of God, and we are to get out the gospel. We are to share the good news of Jesus Christ wherever we go. That's our mission. Matthew 28:19-20 is still true. Go into all the world, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I command you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Our marching orders are still the same. It's still the same. Another thing that hasn't changed, and that is the promises of God. The promises of God are still the same. He said, praise God, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Yes. He said that no one's going to snatch you out of my hand. I don't care what happens. We are in good hands. Better hands than Allstate. We are in God's hands, and no one's going to pluck us out. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. I don't know what's going to happen. Next couple years, we're going to see some real change. But I know God's grace is going to be sufficient. And where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. And he's going to grant us his grace as we lean on him. I know that. That's a promise. He promised also, he promised, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. So this is a time for prayer, Sister Linda. This is a time to be calling on the name of the Lord. Because he says if we call on him, he's going to answer us. That I know that's Old Testament, but I'll tell you what, it is applicable to his people. Because he said, prayer is the way I get my work done. Another thing that he said, and every one of the songs we sang, and I didn't plan it that way because I didn't know what was going to take place. Every one of the songs that we sang mentioned something. You know what that was? The coming of Jesus. He's going to come, whether it's at night or noonday fair. You know, when Jesus comes, he's coming back. He said what? Listen, he says it to us. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you to myself, that where I am, there may you may be also. He's coming. Amen. He's coming back. He's coming back. We have that promise. That was the true on Thursday, true on Friday, true today. He may even come before our picnic. He may. We may be out in, not the rain. We're trusting God for the sun. But you know what? His promises are still true. He's on the throne. Our mission's the same. His promises are still the same to us. So what do? We keep on keeping on. We stand for truth. We speak the truth in love. We don't compromise. And what might that mean? We might lose our tax exemption at the church. You know, we may be fined. Tell you what, when the Christians in the first century defied authority, they were thrown to lions. So what's going to happen? I don't know, but we have to stand for the truth. That's why God's put us here. We're the household of God, the pillar of the truth. And this church, by God's grace, is going to stand on the truth. We're going to love people, but we're going to stand on the truth. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.